Right. So let's dive right in. Today we're going to talk all about email marketing for e-commerce. You know, it's funny. Some folks think that email is like a little old school now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But for those selling online, it is still a powerhouse.
Absolutely. I think what's really fascinating about email marketing is that it cuts through all the noise.
It really does.
You're landing straight in someone's inbox. There's no algorithm deciding whether they see it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having that direct line to your customer versus, you know, just kind of putting it out there in the social media void and hoping something sticks.
Yeah. And unlike a social media platform, you own your email list.
True.
It's a valuable asset you build over time.
Mm.
And the beauty of it is it grows with your business. You could be selling 10 things. You could be selling 10,000 things. Email scales beautifully.
That is a great point. So I'm sold on the why. But how do we get started? Like, where do we even begin? I think that's where most people kind of get tripped up, right? It's like,
absolutely.
How do you build a quality email list?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It is quality over quantity every time.
Oh, yeah.
1,000 genuinely interested subscribers are infinitely more valuable than 1,000,000 people who signed up for a freebie and never open your emails again.
That makes sense. So how do we attract those right people? It's not just having a sign up for updates button at the bottom of your website.
It's definitely not.
Like, how do we incentivize those folks?
You've got to give people a real incentive, a reason to share their email address.
Okay.
And that's where the lead magnet comes in.
Ooh, I love that term.
The lead magnet is something valuable that solves a problem for your specific audience.
I was literally just going to say, can you give us some examples? Because I bet our listener is like frantically writing notes right now.
I hope so. So think about the problems that your ideal customer faces. So if you sell skincare products, maybe it's an ebook on building a nighttime routine for your skin type.
Okay.
If you're in the fitness space, maybe it's a free week of workout plans.
Perfect. All right. So we've got our super irresistible lead magnet. But like, where does this all live online?
Sign-up forms are your best friend here.
Okay.
And the good news is they do not have to be complicated.
Okay, good.
Keep it simple. Ask for the essential info, which is usually just an email address, and put them strategically on your website.
Strategically where? What are some tips for placement?
Well, your homepage is a given.
Mm.
But don't limit yourself to just the homepage.
Okay.
Think about your blog posts. Think about relevant product pages. You could even think about during the checkout process.
Oh, that's smart.
Opportunities are everywhere.
Catch them while they're already interested. So you mentioned those sign-up forms, and I got to ask about pop-up forms. I know some people love them, some people hate them.
Right.
What's your take?
Pop-ups definitely have their place.
Okay.
But honestly, nobody really enjoys being bombarded the second they land on a website.
Yeah, like I'm out of there.
Exactly. So timing is key.
Okay.
So maybe have it pop up after they've scrolled halfway down a page or something, showing that they're actually engaged.
They're invested.
Yeah. Or maybe time it to appear after like 30 seconds or so.
Okay. I like that. So it's not like an immediate in your face kind of thing.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we're building our list. We're attracting the right people. Now comes the fun part. Writing the emails. What are some of the key elements that our listeners should focus on to craft emails that people actually want to read?
Well, that's where the art of email copywriting comes in.
Okay.
And honestly, it all starts with that first impression, the subject line.
The subject line. It's true. I mean, we've all been there, right? Just scrolling through our inbox, deleting, deleting, deleting.
Oh, yeah.
Without even opening. What makes a subject line really stand out in that sea of emails?
Specificity is key.
Okay.
So instead of a vague subject line like new arrivals, try something like the cozy winter sweater you've been waiting for.
Oh, much better.
You see what I mean? You can even use like a number or an emoji.
Yeah.
Sparingly.
Yeah. A well-placed emoji can definitely add some personality. All right. So let's say they've opened the email. How do we keep them reading? What's the secret to like engaging email copy?
You know, write like you're talking to a friend.
Okay.
Not giving a corporate presentation.
Yeah.
Be conversational. Be relatable. Be human.
I like that.
Imagine you're grabbing coffee with your ideal customer.
Okay.
How would you describe your latest product or service to them?
That's such a good way to think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, do you have any examples of like what not to do? Just so our listener can kind of stay away from those common pitfalls?
Yeah, definitely. So like, instead of a really stiff sentence like, we are pleased to announce our new product line.
Yeah.
You could say something like, you're going to love this. Our new collection just dropped and it's fire.
Oh my gosh. That is so much better.
Right?
Yeah. That feels so much more inviting and exciting.
Absolutely.
All right. So we got the subject line. We're writing like a human.
Yeah.
But like, what about the actual content of the email itself? What kind of stuff keeps people hooked? What do they want to see more of?
Storytelling is your secret weapon here.
I love that.
Humans are naturally drawn to narratives.
Okay.
Share your journey, your struggles, your triumphs, whatever feels authentic to your brand.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's not just about pushing products. It's about sharing that piece of yourself.
Exactly.
And visuals. Don't forget about visual. Images, GIFs, even videos can really bring an email to life.
Absolutely. A picture is worth 1,000 words, especially online.
Yeah.
Just make sure your visuals are high quality and relevant and optimized for mobile viewing. You want to make sure that your emails look good on every device.
Okay, speaking of looking sharp, let's talk email design. Mm-hmm. Some people might think it's just about aesthetics, but there's more to it than that, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole psychology to email design.
Oh, wow.
It's about guiding the reader's eye.
Yeah.
Highlighting that key information. And really creating an experience that feels good.
Oh, I like that.
Almost like, think of it like you're designing a mini website within the email itself.
Okay, a mini website. So we're talking logos, color palettes, fonts.
It all plays a role.
But beyond just the branding, it's really about structure and hierarchy. You know, using clear headings. Bold text, white space, to break up the content. That makes a huge difference. Nobody wants to be confronted by a wall of text when they open an email.
It's true. You got to make it scannable, right?
Yeah.
Especially these days. Everybody's busy. You got to get the info quick.
Yeah. You just want to be able to get the gist.
Mm-hmm.
And visuals are really key here, too.
Okay.
Think high quality images that complement your message. Maybe a well-placed GIF or two just to add some personality.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a short video if it makes sense for your brand.
Okay.
But remember, less is more. You don't want to overload it with too many visuals. You want to make sure that it's balanced.
I like that, balance. And speaking of balance, we can't forget mobile optimization. I feel like I do most of my online shopping from my phone these days.
I know, me too. It's so important to make sure that your emails look just as good on a small screen as they do on a desktop.
Yeah.
So test on different devices. Make sure everything is rendering correctly.
That's a good reminder. It's easy to forget about those smaller screens sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
So any other design tips our listeners should keep in mind?
Don't forget about trust signals.
Okay.
Things like using a recognizable sender name, including an unsubscribe link. These might seem small, but they really build trust and transparency with your audience.
Makes sense. You want them to know that it's you and that it's a legitimate business.
Exactly. Not some spammy robot.
Exactly. All right. So we've designed this beautiful, engaging email. We're feeling good. Now what? Hit send and we're done.
Well, it is tempting to just hit that send button and be done with it.
Right.
But the real work actually starts after you send that first email.
Okay.
It's all about analyzing your results, optimizing your approach, and scaling what's working.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Definitely not.
Gotcha.
Email marketing is an ongoing process of testing and refining. So keep a close eye on those metrics that we talked about earlier. Open rates, click-through rates, conversion rates.
Yeah.
Those will really tell you what's resonating with your audience and what needs tweaking.
So we're looking at the numbers, making adjustments, fine-tuning our strategy.
Exactly.
It seems like testing is key in every aspect of email marketing.
Yeah, it really is.
Awesome.
Don't be afraid to experiment with different subject lines, different content formats, different design elements.
Cool.
And you know what? See what works best for your specific audience and your own unique brand voice.
I love that. It's all about finding that thing that works and just running with it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So as we wrap up this segment on email design, I want to kind of circle back to something that we touched on earlier. Authenticity. How does that play into all this techie stuff?
It's such a crucial point.
Mm.
You can have the most sophisticated automation, the most sophisticated segmentation. But if your emails lack that human touch, that genuine connection, it's not going to resonate.
It's like trying to automate a heartfelt conversation, you know?
Exactly.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't. You can tell.
I can tell.
So remember, even though these emails are automated, you're still talking to real people. Mm-hmm. So let your personality shine through. Use storytelling and be honest and transparent.
I'm so inspired. I want to go back and look at my own email strategy right now.
I know, me too.
All right. But before we get too carried away, I think it's time to move on to another crucial element of email marketing, the design of the email itself.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back after a quick pause to dive into that aspect.
Okay, so let's unlock the power of automation and segmentation These are the tools that can really take your email marketing from good to like, wow, this is working beautifully.
Ooh, email marketing magic. I'm ready for my magic wand. Give it to me.
Think of automation as setting up these clever little systems where the right email is delivered to the right person at exactly the right moment, all without you lifting a finger.
Okay, that does sound pretty magical, like having a little email assistant working for you 24/7.
Exactly.
So what kind of automated emails are we talking about here?
Let's start with the classic, the welcome sequence.
Okay.
So someone signs up for your list, boom, they get a friendly welcome email introducing your brand, maybe showcasing your bestsellers, or even offering a special discount just for joining.
See, that's what I love about it. It feels so thoughtful and personalized, even though it's automated.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like, oh, they care.
Exactly. And it really sets the tone from the start.
Yeah.
And let's not forget those abandoned carts.
Ooh, yes.
You know, when someone adds a bunch of stuff to their online shopping bag but doesn't actually buy.
I'm guilty of that.
It happens all the time.
Sometimes I just get distracted or I need like a little more time to decide.
Right. Well, with automation, you can send a gentle little nudge.
Okay.
Maybe a reminder email with a subject line like, did you forget something amazing in your cart? Often that little push is all it takes to turn a browser into a buyer.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's so easy to set up.
It is.
I'm already like seeing the time and effort that this could save me.
It's a game changer.
Totally.
So here's a real world example that might resonate with our listener. Let's imagine they sell handmade jewelry.
Okay.
A customer adds a necklace to their cart, but they don't check out. A few days later, an automated email goes out showcasing earrings that would complement that necklace perfectly.
Ooh, smart.
You see how that works? You're not just reminding them, you're adding value with a personalized suggestion.
It's that like helpful, not pushy kind of thing.
Exactly.
I love it. What other types of automated emails are there?
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Wow.
You can send post-purchase follow-ups, thanking customers and asking for reviews. You can set up birthday emails with special discounts. You could even create a whole series of emails designed to educate your audience about a specific topic related to your product.
So it's like nurturing those relationships and keeping people engaged.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the power of segmentation, which goes hand in hand with automation.
Okay. Segmentation. I feel like I've heard this term thrown around. Break it down for me like I'm five.
Okay.
What is it and why does it matter?
Okay, so think of it this way. Instead of sending the same generic email to your entire list, you're dividing your subscribers into smaller groups.
Okay.
Based on things they have in common, like their interests, their past purchases, how they interact with your emails.
So it's like getting hyper-relevant with your messaging.
That's the key.
Okay.
So let's say you sell clothing. You could segment your list based on gender, sending men's clothing promotions to one group and women's clothing promotions to another.
Okay.
Or you could segment based on past purchases. Maybe someone bought workout gear in the past. You could send them the special offer on running shoes.
I see how that's so powerful.
Yeah.
It's like you're reading their minds. You're giving them exactly what they want when they want it.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And the beauty of this is most email marketing platforms make segmentation really easy to set up.
Oh, good.
You can create these segments based on all sorts of data and then tailor your email content accordingly.
So we're automating, we're segmenting, we're basically email marketing ninjas at this point.
I love it.
But how do we know if all this effort is actually working? What should our listener be paying attention to? Like, how do we measure success?
Great question. So there are a few key metrics that you want to keep an eye on. Your open rate, your click-through rate, and your conversion rate.
Okay.
Open rates tell you how many people are actually opening your emails, which really comes down to that attention-grabbing subject line we were talking about.
Right. That makes sense. So a low open rate might mean it's time to revisit those subject lines and get a little more creative.
Exactly.
All right.
And then you've got click-through rates, which tell you how many people are clicking on the links in your emails.
Okay.
So if your click-through rates are low, it could be that your email content just isn't engaging enough, or that your calls to action aren't clear.
So it's not just about getting them to open. It's about getting them to take action.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And conversion rates, I'm guessing that's like sales?
You got it.
Okay.
Conversion rates measure how many people are actually buying something. After clicking through from your email,
okay,
this is the ultimate metric because it tells you how effective your email marketing is at driving revenue.
All right. Mental note. Track those metrics.
Yes.
This is all super helpful. But I have a question that's been kind of nagging at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how some brands send out like multiple emails a week? Is that too much? Is there such a thing as over-emailing your subscribers?
That's an excellent question, and it's something that our listeners should definitely be mindful of.
Right?
It's really all about finding that sweet spot, where you're staying top of mind without overwhelming your audience.
Right.
And you know what? It really depends. Your industry, your audience, the type of content you're sending.
Okay.
Testing is key here.
Testing, testing, testing.
See what resonates best with your specific subscribers.
Awesome. So before we wrap up this segment on automation and segmentation, I want to circle back to something that we touched on earlier, authenticity.
Yes.
How does that play into all this techie stuff?
That's such a crucial point.
Hmm.
You can have the most sophisticated automation and segmentation in the world, but if your emails lack that human touch, that genuine connection, they're not going to resonate.
Yeah. You can't automate a heartfelt conversation.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So you can tell. You can tell. Remember, even though these emails are automated, you're still talking to real people.
Yeah.
So let your personality shine through. Use storytelling. And be honest and transparent.
So good. Feeling very inspired. All right. Before we get too carried away, I think it's time to move on to another crucial element of email marketing. The design of the emails themselves. We'll be right back after a quick pause to dive into that aspect. Okay, so we're back and ready to talk about email design. It's one of those things that can really like make or break your email strategy.
Oh, absolutely. You can have the most amazing content in the world, but if your email is visually unappealing or just difficult to read, people are going to hit that delete button faster than you can say open rate.
So true. It's like judging a book by its cover.
But
in this case, it's an email by its design. So where do we even begin?
You know, think of it like creating a mini website within the email itself.
I like that.
You want it to be visually appealing, easy to navigate, on brand.
A mini website. So are we talking like logos, color palettes, fonts?
All of that plays a role for sure.
Okay.
But beyond branding, it's really about structure and hierarchy.
Okay.
Using, you know, clear headings, bold text, white space to break up the content. That makes a huge difference. Nobody wants to be confronted with a wall of text when they open an email.
Oh, I agree. We're all about scannable content these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to just be able to get the gist of it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And visuals are really key here, too.
Okay.
Think high quality images that complement your message. Maybe a well-placed GIF or two to add some personality.
I like it.
Or even a short video if it makes sense for your brand.
Okay.
But remember, less is more.
Less is more. Okay.
You don't want to overload the email with too many visuals. It's all about finding that balance.
Yeah, balance. And speaking of balance, we can't forget about mobile optimization.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I feel like I do like 90% of my online shopping from my phone these days.
And I do too. It's crucial to make sure that your emails look just as good on a small screen as they do on a desktop.
Mm.
So test on different devices. Make sure that everything is rendering correctly and that the experience is seamless.
It's true. That's a good reminder. I sometimes forget about those smaller screens.
It's easy to do.
Any other like design tips that our listeners should keep in mind?
Don't forget about trust signals.
Trust signals. Okay.
Things like using a recognizable sender name and including an unsubscribe link. You know, these things might seem small, but they really do build trust and transparency with your audience.
It makes sense. You want them to know it's you, that they're dealing with a legit business.
Exactly.
Not some spam robot.
Exactly.
All right. So we've designed this beautiful, engaging email. We're feeling good. What next? Time for the big send.
Well, you're right. It is tempting to just hit that send button and be done with it.
Right.
But the real work actually starts after you send that first email.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about analyzing your results, optimizing your approach, and scaling what's working.
So it's not just a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Definitely not.
Sure.
Email marketing is an ongoing process of testing and refining.
Okay.
So keep a close eye on those metrics we talked about earlier, your open rates, your click-through rates, your conversion rates.
Mm-hmm.
They will tell you what's resonating with your audience. And what needs tweaking.
So we're looking at those numbers, making adjustments, fine-tuning the strategy as we go.
Hey.
It feels like testing is key with pretty much every aspect of email marketing.
Yeah, it really is.
Awesome.
Don't be afraid to experiment with different subject lines, different content formats, different design elements. See what works best for your specific audience and your unique brand voice.
That's such great advice. Find what works. Run with it.
Exactly.
Awesome. So as we wrap up this deep dive into email marketing for e-commerce, is there any final nugget of wisdom that you would like to share with our listener?
You know what? At the heart of it all, email marketing is about building genuine connections with your audience.
Love that.
It's about providing value, sharing your story, and really fostering a sense of community around your brand.
Just beautiful.
And you know what? When you approach email marketing from that place of authenticity, the results will follow.
It's not just about blasting out promotions. It's about making those connections, building those relationships.
Exactly.
I love it. This has been such an insightful conversation. I feel like I've learned so much, and I'm sure our listener is feeling the same way.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you today.
It has.
And remember, this is just the beginning of your email marketing journey. Mm. There's always more to learn, more to explore, and more ways to connect with your amazing audience.
And that's the exciting part, right?
It is.
It's like an ever-evolving world. We get to be a part of it.
I love it.
All right. So as we sign off today, I want to leave you with this. What action will you take today to make your email marketing more effective? Pick one thing from this deep dive. Maybe it's crafting a killer lead magnet, testing a new subject line, sprucing up your email design, and make it happen. Your future self will thank you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right, everyone. Happy emailing.
Happy emailing.